B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Sukkah Daf Chof Zayin. We're going to start from the next Mishnah, seven lines from the top of the Omud. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Rabbi Eliezer held Arba'es Rei Sudois Chayev Odom Lechol B'Sukkah Achas B'Yoyim V'Achas B'Layla. We know that Sukkah is 7 days. There's an 8th day, Shmini Atzeres, also known as Simchas Torah, in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz. It's 2 days at the end. But the main Sukkos, the Yom Tov of Sukkos, is 7 days. And Rabbi Eliezer says that a person is required to eat 14 meals, one every day and one every evening, in the Sukkah. And that is what there's a chiyuv, and it seems that it's a halacha as far as Sukkos is concerned. It has to be eaten in the Sukkah. The Chachomim argue, and they say, Ein ledavar kitzva, there's no limited amount of meals that one has to eat or not eat, and a person wants to fast, he can fast the whole Yom Tov. If you want to eat, you have to eat in the Sukkah, but there's no minimum required amount of meals. Chutz milele Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, besides for the first night of Yom Tov, where he's not allowed to fast, he has to have a meal. We'll learn in the Gemara where from. Bilvad, on the first night is the only time where a person must eat, has a chiyuv to eat a meal. Another halacha Rabbi Eliezer says, if somebody didn't eat the Yom Tov meal on the first night of Sukkos, he can make it up until the last night of Yom Tov, including the night of Shmini Atzeres, even though obviously on Shmini Atzeres he would not be eating this meal in the Sukkah. The Chachomim say that even that meal that they agree you have to have in the Sukkah, that first, or you have to have that meal the first night of Sukkos, they say, Ein ledavar tashlumim, that if you missed that, if for whatever good or bad reason you didn't have that meal, there's no way of making it up. Well, Zeh Nemar, and this is what the Pasuk means, Me'uvos le'yuchol liskoin, something twisted cannot always be repaired, v'chisorin and lack le'yuchal lehimonis cannot always be counted, which means that some things in life, when you've missed the opportunity, you've lost the chance. Says the Gemara, my tama de Rabbi Eliezer. What would be the source for Rabbi Eliezer's halacha that a person has to eat 14 meals in the Sukkah over the duration of Sukkos? Says the Gemara, Teshuk en Tuduru. The Pasuk says, Basukah is Teshu Shivas Yomim. A person has to sit, he has to rest, he has to dwell in his Sukkah for 7 days. What does Teshu mean? Ke'en Tuduru. In the same way as he would be living and is accustomed to be living in his home the whole year, he should be living that way in the Sukkah for these 7 days. Ma Dira, in the same way as when he dwells in his home, Achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla, a person typically eats a meal in the day and a meal at night. Av Sukkah, so too of a Sukkahs, achas b'yoyim v'achas b'layla, you have to have a meal in the day and a meal in the night. V'rabbonon, says the Gemara, the Chachomim who argue and say that you do not need to eat a meal every day and every night of Yom Tov, they say, Kadira, what does it mean, Teshuv ke'en Tuduru? Yeah, like at home. Ma'adira, just in the same way as in your regular residence all year round. Iboya ochil, iboya loy ochil. There's no restrictions, there's nobody forcing you to eat. You want to eat, eat. You don't want to eat, don't. Af Sukkah, so to Sukkahs, nami, iboya ochil, if you want to eat, ochil, eat. Iboya loy ochil, and if you choose not to eat, that's also fine. Ihochi, says the Gemara, according to the Rabbonon, who say that the reason you don't need to have 14 meals is because Teshuvah and Tuduru dictates that in the same way as in your home, you're not forced to eat a meal. So too on Sukkos, afilu leila yom tov rishon nami. If so, the first night of Sukkos also you shouldn't be required to have a meal. And the Chachomim said that chutz mileila yom tov rishon shel chag, the first night of Yom Tov, you do have to have a meal. Answers the Gemara Amar Beichanun Mishum Rav Shimon Ben Yitzadok. We have a separate Gzeres HaKosov that requires us to eat a meal on the first night of Sukkos. Ne'mar kan chamisha osor, ve'ne'mar b'chamisha osor b'chag ha-matzos. It mentions regarding the first night of Sukkos, the Pasuk says the 15th of Tishri. And regarding the first night of Pesach, it says the 15th of Nisan. And we compare and we say tezvov, tezvov. that there are halachas that are shared between these two evenings. Ma la'alon, in the same way as on the 15th of Nisan, Laila Risha in Choiva, there's an absolute requirement to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. Mikan ve'elech Roshus, and all the other days of Pesach are not a chiyuv. Exactly where we learn that the other days of Pesach are not a chiyuv is Rashi explains here. It's from a Gemara in Psochim Daf Kufchof, and we don't need to explain it now, but it's clear in the Gemara there that only the first night of Pesach you actually have to eat matzah. The rest of Pesach you can't eat chometz. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah. Afkan, so to hear on the 15th of Tishri on Sukkos, Laila Risha in Choiva, the first night there's a chiyuv to eat a meal, or at least to eat a kazayis, mikan ve'elech, but the rest of Sukkos, rishus, that's what the Chachomim say, there's no requirement to have a meal. You're allowed to have as many meals as you choose, as you want to have. Says the Gemara, v'hosam minolon, and where do you know by Pesach that on the first night of Pesach you have to eat? Answers the Gemara on Makro. It says in the Pasuk, Bo'erev toich l'matzis, that on the night of the 15th of Nisan, you have to eat matzis. Hakosuv kovei choiva, the Pasuk fixed it as being mandatory, as being a requirement, a chiyuv, and we learn tezvov, that the same applies to Sukkos, that you have to eat on the first night of Sukkos. Continues the Gemara, Va'oid omar rebeliezer. The second statement in the Mishnah from Rabbi Eliezer is that the meal of Yom Tov that was not eaten on the first night of Yom Tov can be made up even on the night of Shmini Atzeres. Asks the Gemara, Va'omer Rabbi Eliezer, Arboyas Yisuda is Chayav Odom Lechol Besuka. Rabbi Eliezer in the first statement in the Mishnah says that the 14 meals have to be eaten in the Sukkah. He learns it out from Teshuvah and Tuduru. Achas b'yom, achas b'layla. So how can you say that you can make up that meal on Shmini Atzeres? On Shmini Atzeres, you're not allowed to eat in the Sukkah. If you eat in the Sukkah in order to have a Sukkah's meal on Shmini Atzeres, you're actually over, you've transgressed the Issa of Baal Tosif. You've added on a mitzvah that the Torah didn't give you. On Shmini Atzeres, you don't eat in the Sukkah. Answers the Gemara, Omer Bira, Omer Rabami, Chozar Boy Rabbi Eliezer. It wasn't said in the name of Rabbi Ami that Rabbi Eliezer actually changed his mind, and he said that we don't learn out from Teshuvah and Tuduru that you have to have 14 meals over Yom Tov. They agreed to the Chachomim that the rest of Yom Tov, you don't need to have the meals. And they just say that the first meal, like the Chachomim say, the first night of Yom Tov, you have a chiyuv to have a meal. And in the same way as the korbonis of Yom Tov, they can have tashlumim. So Rabbi Eliezer says that so too, this first meal that's learnt out, tezvov, from Pesach, that meal can be made up on the night of Shmini Atzeres, and it does not have to be eaten in the Sukkah. Continues the Gemara. Mashlim b'mai, on the night of Shmini Atzeres, you want to make up for the meal of the first night of Yom Tov that was not eaten. Akun to Chachomim, there's no tashlumim. Akun to Rabbi Eliezer, there is tashlumim. What would you do there? Ilei meberifto, are you telling me that the meal, the eating a bread meal on the night of Shmini Atzeres, that will be your tashlumim, that will be the way that you've made up for a lost meal? Suda deyeme ka'ochel, you in any case are eating that meal. So how is it recognizable that you're actually making up for a lost meal at the beginning of Sukkos? You're just eating the way you eat a meal every night. Elomai yashlim. How are you actually going to be mashlim? How are you going to make up for that lost meal? Yashlim b'minei targimo. You should add extra refreshments at the end of the meal. When you've finished your regular meal, add on some fruits and some cakes and some cooked dishes. Just add on some extra foods to make up, to be, so to speak, to make up for that lost meal. Tanina mihochi, and it also says in the Braisa, im hishlim b'minei targimo yotza, that if you are mashlim, if you make up for that lost meal, even with just minei targimo, with added refreshments at the end of the meal that you're having in the night, then you've been yotza, and it's as if you made up for that lost meal. Of course, if you're going to have, you're going to wash a second time, you're going to have a regular meal for Yom Tov, or for a regular night meal of Shmini Atzeres, and then you're going to wash again a special meal with meat, and with bread in order to make up for that first meal that you lost, of course that's fine. But even if you only had mine targima, some extra refreshments, that also suffices. Continues the Gemara, Shoal Apotropos Shel Agrippas HaMelech, the administrator of the king Agrippas, asked, as Rabbi Eliezer asked him as follows, Kigoin ani, somebody like myself, Sh'ani rogil lechel, Sh'eini rogil lechel, Ela suda achas bayoim, I only eat one meal every day. Mahu sha'oichel suda achas v'epotir. Can I also, you Rabbi Eliezer, and the Ra'ah explains, and other Rishonim, that this obviously happened before Rabbi Eliezer changed his mind. Whilst Rabbi Eliezer still held that you have to have 14 meals, one in the day, one in the night. So he's asking, since the reason you have to have a meal every day, the meal every night, is Teishvuka and Tuduru, because that's what people do during the year in their homes, and you have to do the same in the Sukkah. I, says this administrator of Agrippa HaMelech, I only eat one meal every day. Can I be Yotza with just having one meal in the Sukkah? Omar Le, Rabbi Eliezer responded to him and says, "B'chol yom v'yom, every other day, at a mamshich, you whet your appetite, kama parparois, with a number of appetizers and delicacies, l'chvoid atzmecha, in honor of yourself, just because you feel like it. V'achshav, and now it's Sukkos, yat a mamshich parperes achas l'chvoid koincha, can you not eat a little bit of an appetizer just for Hashem's sake, to gain this extra mitzvah, and whet your appetite, and have these two meals every day?" And another question this administrator, this apotropos of Agrippa HaMelech, asked Rabbi Eliezer, "Kigoin ani, somebody like myself, sheyeshli shtei noshim, I have two wives, achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipuri, one in Tveria, one in Tzipuri, v'yeshli shtei sukkos, I have two sukkos, one built in Tveria, one built in Tzipuri. Achas b'Tveria v'achas b'Tzipuri. Ma'u she'etzei misukkah l'sukkah v'epotir. Can I, one day I'll be in with a sukkah in one place, and then the next day I'm going to go to the second sukkah with my other wife in a different place, and I'll be yotza, I'll be potter. That means I will have fulfilled my requirement of sukkah." Omar loy, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Loy, you cannot do that. Sh'ani oimer, I, Rabbi Eliezer, hold, kol hayotza misukkah lesukkah. If you go out of the sukkah that you were in from the beginning of Yom Tov, and you then choose your location and relocate to a different sukkah, batel mitzvos sharishena. Then, since the sukkah that you were in at the beginning of Yom Tov, you didn't stay and use that sukkah until the end of Yom Tov, you're not yotza, and even the sitting in the sukkah you did at the beginning of Yom Tov, it's not considered that you fulfilled the required mitzvah. According to Rabbi Eliezer, you have to sit in the same sukkah from the beginning of Sukkos until the end." Says the Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein yotze misukkah lesukkah. On Sukkos, you do not leave and go from one sukkah to the next. You don't eat in one sukkah and sleep in a different sukkah. You don't use one sukkah one day, another sukkah another day. Ve'ein oisin sukkah b'choylei shel moed. And also, you don't, even somebody who for whatever good or bad reason, was not in a sukkah on the first day of Yom Tov. So he's not leaving a sukkah, but he now wants to build a sukkah in the middle of Chol HaMoed, maybe that will be fine. At least the sukkah he's going into at first on Chol HaMoed, he's going to stay there till the end of Yom Tov. Says the Rabbi Eliezer, no. One does not make a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. You have to make a sukkah before Yom Tov, and that's the sukkah you have to use for an entire 7 days. The Chachomim argue, and they say, Yotzin misukkah lesukkah. You can go out from one sukkah to the next. V'oisin sukkah b'choylei shel moed, and you can make a sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. The restrictions of Rabbi Eliezer, the Chachomim argue with. V'shovin, but Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachomim, she'im noflo, that if the sukkah you had at the beginning of Yom Tov fell down, she'choyzer ruboyna b'choylei shel moed, that you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed and continue using it. Says the Gemara, my Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the source of Rabbi Eliezer that you don't go out from sukkah to sukkah and you don't build a sukkah in Chol HaMoed? Says the Gemara, Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Chag HaSukkah is ta'aseh lecha shivas yomim, that when you build your sukkah, it should be a sukkah of 7 days. Asay sukkah, make a sukkah, ru'uya l'shiva, that you're going to use for 7 days. And don't go out of your sukkah in the middle, because then you haven't used it for 7 days, and go to another sukkah, which you also won't be using for 7 days. Don't build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed that you will not be using for 7 days. v'rabbonon. The Rabbanon who say there's no such restriction, what do they do with this pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yomim? Hachi Kama Rachmona. What the pasuk is teaching us is Asei Sukkah B'Chag, that all 7 days of Yom Tov, you can build a sukkah. Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yomim. You can build a sukkah any day in the middle of Yom Tov. And you do not need to have the same sukkah for all 7 days. V'shovin. This that we saw before, that Rabbi Eliezer agrees to the Chachomim, Shem Noflo, that if the sukkah fell down, Shechoyzer Rabbeinu Isa B'choylu Shel Moed, that you can rebuild it on Chol HaMoed, asks the Gemara Pshita, can we not take that for granted? What's the Chiddush? Says the Gemara Mao, Dutayma, I may have thought, Hai Achritahi, this is not the same sukkah. The original sukkah's collapsed. And now I've rebuilt it, it's like a new sukkah. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, he learns out from the Pasuk, of Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha Shivas Yomim, that you have to have the same sukkah from beginning to end, and ve'eino l'shiva, and this sukkah is not the same sukkah from beginning to end. Komash malon, that's what the Brice is telling us. No, Rabbi Eliezer agrees that if it was the same sukkah that you had at the beginning of Yom Tov, it just collapsed and you're rebuilding it, it's considered as if it's the same sukkah, and you're yoytza. Tanya, we learned in the Brice, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kashem, this is another halacha, another machloikas. We saw two machloikas in the Mishnah already between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomim. Number one regarding the number of meals, number two regarding whether you can make up for a lost meal. Then we saw machloikas whether sukkah has to be the same sukkah for 7 days. And now is another discussion. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kashem she'ein odom yotze chivase b'yom tov rishon shel chag. In the same way as a person cannot be yotze on the first day of Sukkos, belulav shel chaveiro, with the arba minim, the lulav of his friend, d'chsiv, as it says in the pasuk, velokachtem lochem b'yom rishon pri eitz hado kapis tomorim, ve'anaf eitz avos v'arvi nachal, usmachtem lifnei Hashem lekechem shivas yomim. The pasuk says you have to take on the first day of Yom Tov. You have to take a lulav, it says, v'lekachtem lochem, take it from yours, so that mishalochem, it has to belong to you. You cannot borrow it from somebody else. Kach, so too, says Rabbi Eliezer, ein adam yetze idei chivase b'sukkosi shel chaveri. So too, a person cannot be yetze by borrowing his friend's sukkah. T'chsiv, it says in the pasuk, chag ha-sukkos ta'aseh lecha. When you make sukkahs, it has to be yours, for you. Shivas yomim, mishalecha, it has to belong to you. And the Chachomim argue, and the Chachomim say no. He says, of course you can borrow somebody else's sukkah, you can visit somebody else's sukkah. The Chachomim say that afal pisha omru, even though the Chachomim agree that ein adam yetzei yidei chivase b'yom tov rishon, that on the first day of Sukkos, that a person cannot be yetzei the mitzvah b'lulav shel chaveri with a lulav borrowed from his friend. And nonetheless, aval yetzei yidei chivase b'sukkosi shel chaveri, he can fulfill his requirement of sukkah with his friend's sukkah. Dechsev, it says in the pasuk, Basukah is teishu shivas yomim. Sit in the sukkah is for 7 days. Kol ha'ezroch b'Yisrael. All the residents of Klal Yisrael, Yeshu basukah, should sit in a sukkah. And the word basukah is there is actually written without the vavs. It seems to be basukas, so to speak, in singular tense. We've already seen earlier on in the Masechta that when basukah is written without the vavs, it could mean a single tense. So what do we see from here? That Kol Ezroch B'Yisrael, all the residents of Klal Yisrael, can sit in one sukkah. Melamed, this teaches us, Shekol Yisrael Ru'uyim, the whole of Klal Yisrael are fit, Leishiv B'Sukkah Achas, to sit in the same sukkah. Obviously not all at the same time. They'll be making turns. However, since they'll all be using the same sukkah, it cannot be that they've all paid a pruta, the minimum amount of money, to have a share in this sukkah. A sukkah doesn't cost that much. So it's clear, that means if every person in Klal Yisrael contributed towards paying for the sukkah, each one would have a share in the sukkah, less than a shor of a pruta, that's not called having a share. So it must be that some people paid for this sukkah, whereas everybody can use the sukkah. So you see clearly that a sukkah doesn't have to belong to you, you can borrow it, you can get permission from your friend to go into his sukkah. Not like Rabbi Eliezer said. V'rabbonon, according to Rabbonon, hai l'cho maidor shivei. The Rabbi Eliezer learns from the pasuk Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecha that it has to be your sukkah. The Chachomim argued and said that we see from Kol Ezroch B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukkos that it doesn't need to belong to you. So what do they do with the lecha? Answers the Gemara, Miboy lele mu'tei gazula. The Chachamim also agree, you cannot steal somebody else's sukkah, you can borrow it, you can get permission. But if you steal it, you're not yetzer. Why? Because it's not yours. Aval she'ula, but to borrow a sukkah, ksiv kol ha'ezrach, that's what the pasuk is teaching us, kol ha'ezrach. Now, why we need a pasuk here to tell us that stolen sukkah, you can't be yetzer? Why don't we take it for granted? Because there's a rule that a mitzvah bob aveira, if you do a mitzvah via transgressing an aveira, you're not yetzer. So that is something that is discussed in Tosfos on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. You can look it up there. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, who says that a sukkah has to belong to you, you cannot borrow it, then obviously he holds that the whole of Klal Yisrael cannot share one sukkah, because there's no way that every person can have a monetary ownership on a single sukkah. There's too many people to be able to own just a simple sukkah. So obviously they cannot use the same sukkah, according to Rebbe Eliezer. So then what is he going to learn from the words Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu b'sukkos? Hai kol ha'ezrach mai ovid lei? Answers the Gemara, mi boyele legeir shenizgair b'intayim v'kotin shenizgadil b'intayim. What happens if somebody converts on Chol HaMoed? What happens if somebody became a biblically declared Godel, he's now an adult, Minatera, it's not just his birthday, but he's also got the Simonim, the two hairs, the two Cyrus, and now in the middle of Sukkos, he's now Chayiv B'Sukkah. Is he allowed to build a Sukkah in the middle of Sukkos? Rebbe Eliezer says yes. Kolo Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos, anybody who's now joined Klal Yisrael can build a Sukkah when he joins. Even though normally Rebbe Eliezer says you need a Sukkah for the whole 7 days, this Pasuk says that if you're a freshly joined member of Klal Yisrael, either you became a godel or a ger, you can build a sukkah in the middle of Yom Tov. V'rabbonon, Rabbonon, kivon she'omru oisin sukkah b'chol Yishal Moed, since the Rachachomim in any case hold, anyone can build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed, lo yitzrich kra, I don't need a special pasuk to say that somebody who became a godel or somebody who converted should be able to build a sukkah. Of course he can build a sukkah. It's only Rebbe Eliezer who says that normally a person cannot build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. He learns from this pasuk that if you've just joined Klal Yisrael, then you can. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eloi sheholach lehakbil pnei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi b'lud b'regel. We know there's a mitzvah to go and visit your Rebbe on Yom Tov. So Rabbi Eloi went to visit his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, who was in Lud at the time, on Yom Tov. Omer Eloi. So at this point in time, we assume that Beregel means it was on the first day of Yom Tov, on the first day of the Yom Tov of Sukkos. Omar Loi, so Rabbi Eliezer said to him, Eloi, he's referring to Rabbi Eloi, Ein chom yishoiv se'oregel, it seems that you're not from those who know how to rest and be where they're supposed to be on Yom Tov, because Shehoyer Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Rabbi Eliezer maintained, Meshabeach ani es ha'atzlonim, I give praise to the lazy people, She'ein yetzim mibateim beregel, they don't go out of the house the whole year round, they just hang around at home. But on Yom Tov, that stands to their advantage, because it says in the Pasuk, Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, that a person should be, V'somachto atov esecho, that on Yom Tov, you should be at home together with your wife, and to make her happy, be at home with your wife. So this Rabbi Loi came to be mekabel pnei Rabbi on Yom Tov to Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, it seems that you're not keeping Yom Tov the way you should, because you know that I hold that you should be at home together with your wife on Yom Tov. Asks the Gemara, Eini, can it possibly be that? V'omer Rabbi Yitzchok, did Rabbi Yitzchok not say, Minayin shechayiv odom lakbe pnei rabbi beregel, I have a source that there's a mitzvah chiyuv for a person to go on Yom Tov to be mekabel ponim, to greet his Rebbe. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk in Melochim, V'yoymer, Madua at hoileches, the wife of the Shunamis said to the Isha Shunamis, why are you going today to the Tzaddik? Eilov hayoyim, why are you going to him today? Loi chodesh, loi Shabbos, it's not chodesh, it's not Shabbos. V'toymer sholim, there's no excuse not to go. So what do we see from there? Mechlal we deduce from there, the b'chodesh v'shabbos, that Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, mechayiv inish lekbulei api rabbi, that person should go to see his Rebbe, to greet his Rebbe. And from here we learn that there's, Rabbi Yitzchok learns, there's a chiyuv to go to greet one's Rebbe on Yom Tov. So how can How can we say that Rabbi Eliezer held that you shouldn't go and greet your Rebbe on Yom Tov because you have to be at home with your wife? And here we see there's a source that you have to greet your Rebbe on Yom Tov. Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi Beregel. Exactly how you learn Kabbalas Pnei Rabbi Beregel from the Pasuk that speaks about Shabbos and Chodesh is discussed in the Mefarshim. Says the Gemara, Loikasha. This is not a contradiction. Hard de ozil v'osi b'yoma. In the event that your Rebbe is close by, it's within the tchum of your city, or you've made an Eruv, and you can go out to the Rebbe on Yom Tov and come back, then you've done both. You've done the mitzvah of going to meet your Rebbe at the same time as being at home, spending time with your wife and making a happy on Yom Tov. When did Rebbe Eliezer praise those that didn't go? That's if they would have to, if they couldn't go on Yom Tov, they would have to leave before Yom Tov to go to where their Rebbe was going to be on Yom Tov, and then they've forsaken the mitzvah of being happy on Yom Tov, spending time together with their wives. Continues the Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Maisa b'Rebbe Eliezer. There was an incident with Rebbe Eliezer. Sheshavas, it was Shabbos Chol HaMoed, and he was in the Galil HaElyon. He was in the upper Galil, B'sukkosoi shel Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi b'Kisri. In the Sukkah of Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi, in the place of Kisri, v'Omri lo b'Kisrin, others say it wasn't in Kisri, it was actually in Kisrin. V'Igia Chamo l'Sukkah, and it started getting hot. The sun was coming towards the Sukkah, and the people inside were getting hot. Omar Loi. So Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi said to Rebbe Eliezer, Ma'u she'efrois oleo sadin. What's the halacha? Am I allowed to spread a sheet over the Sukkah in order to protect you from the sun? Or is then Issa to put even a temporary covering, a temporary roofing on Shabbos? Omar Loi. Rebbe Eliezer said he diverted his attention and started speaking about something completely different. We'll soon see why. He didn't answer his question. He just says, "Ein nechokol shevet v'shevet miYisrael." There wasn't a single tribe in Klal Yisrael shlehemid mimenu shofet that didn't have one of the shoftim, one of the judges, the shoftim. There was a long list of shoftim that are mentioned in Tanakh, and every tribe had at least one of the shoftim. And Rashi here goes through every tribe or most of the tribes which shevet came from that shevet. He didn't answer the question. The sun got even closer to them. It was getting even hotter. Omar Loi. And again, Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi said to Rebbe Eliezer, Ma'o she'efrois oleo sadin. Can I put a sheet? I want to protect you, my Rebbe Eliezer. I don't want you to get hot in the sukkah. Can I put a sheet over the sukkah? Or is there an issue with making an oihel, a covering on Shabbos? Omar Loi. Again, Rebbe Eliezer diverted it to a different topic. Ein nechokol shevet v'shevet miYisrael. There wasn't a single tribe in Klal Yisrael shelayotzu mimenu neviim, that prophets didn't come from them. Shevet Yehuda u'Binyamin ha'emidu melochim al pi neviim, that the Shmuel Hanovi, the prophet Shmuel, he anointed two kings, one from the tribe of Yehuda, that was David HaMelech, and one from the tribe of Binyamin, and that was Shaul HaMelech. So Rebbe Eliezer just went off topic and did not answer the question. We'll soon see why. Now the sun had reached the feet, had reached Rebbe Eliezer, and now it was a real issue. And Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi didn't just ask a third time. Not al Yoichanon sadin, he took a sheet, upiris oleo, and he spread it out over him. Hifshil Rebbe Eliezer talisoi, Rebbe Eliezer, he draped his talis, his cloak, lachirov, behind him, v'yotza, and left the sukkah. He did not want to show or give any indication that he was okay with what Yoichanon b'Rebbe Eloi did. And now the Gemara says, lo yimipnei she'efligu b'dvarim. The reason that Rebbe Eliezer was like running away and not answering the questions he was answering off topic was not because he didn't want to teach his Talmud. Chas v'shalom. Just elo mipnei she'loi omar dovash le'shoma mipi raboi lo'olam. Rebbe Eliezer was makpid. He was very particular never to give a ruling or to accept a ruling that he didn't hear explicitly from his rebbes. And since he hadn't heard from his teachers whether one's allowed to spread out a sadin, a sheet, on Shabbos, therefore he didn't want to say it was okay. And therefore when Yechron Rabbi Loi did it, he didn't want to benefit from it, and he left. Says the Gemara, Heicha Ovitachi. Now the question is, on the whole incident, what was the incident? That Rabbi Eliezer was on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, he was in the Golilo Elyon by the Sukkah of Yechron Rabbi Loi. Did we not learn at the beginning of the Omer that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're not allowed to go out from one Sukkah to the next? How could he do this? Rabbi Eliezer says you're not allowed to go out from one sukkah to the next. Answers the Gemara that when it says in the story that Shovas begolilo elyon besukosi shel yechanon Rabbi Loi, it was not talking about on sukkahs. It was Shabbos. It was a different Yom Tov. It was on Shavuos bechlal. He went, it was just going there, and you're sitting in the sukkah on Shavuos because it was just comfortable to sit there. On Regel Acher Havoi, it was a different Yom Tov. And the question is, are you allowed to make an oil on Yom Tov? V'omer Rabbi Eliezer, did Rabbi Eliezer not say, Meshabeach ani eso atzlonim she'en yoytzim mibateim beregel? Well, there's another quote we saw from Rabbi Eliezer, that you're supposed to stay at home and spend time with your wife on Yom Tov. So how could he go and be with his Talmud, with Yechonon Rabbi Loi in Kisari? Or in Kisarion, answers the Gemara, it wasn't even Yom Tov. Shabbos Savoy, it wasn't on Yom Tov. When it says Maisa Rabbi Loi, Rabbi Loza Sheshovas, it was a regular Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's a din to have simcha together with your wife. On Shabbos, there's no such halacha. So he spent a Shabbos in the Golil, and it became hot. And Yochanan Rabbi Loi wanted to know whether he can put an oil. Continues the Gemara. V'tishet le midide. Why can't you bring proof from something? Why didn't Yochanan Rabbi Loi bring proof from something Rabbi Eliezer himself said that would prove this halacha, whether one is allowed to make an oihel aray, a temporary covering, a temporary roofing on Shabbos? Didn't we learnt in a Mishnah? It's a Mishnah in Maseches Shabbos. Pkak hachaloyin, if you have a shutter of a window, Rabbi Eliezer says, Bizman she kosher, if this shutter is tied to the wall of the room, of the building, v'tolui, and is tied with a short string, which means that the shutter is actually suspended mid-air, it's not lying on the floor, poikukin boy, you're allowed to block up, you're allowed to close the window with this shutter. V'imlav, if it's not tied and suspended, ein poikukin boy, then you're not allowed to block up this window, because you're being moisif, even though you're just going to put this shutter in temporarily. But if it's kosher v'toloi, it's part of the building, it's not considered that you're building, you're not doing anything, it's already there. But if it's not kosher v'toloi, even though it's just temporary, you're not allowed to add to the building, even though it's just temporary. You're not going to keep it closed forever. You're not allowed to do it. So we should have learned from here that you're not allowed to make an oihel, even if it's going to be aray, on Shabbos. The Chachomim say, Bein kach u'bein kach poikikin. They say that since it's just a temporary type of addition to the window, you're just blocking it up now for whilst you want the window closed, then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, the reason that that Yochanan Rabbi Loi and possibly Rabbi Eliezer himself, why they differentiated between blocking up a window on Shabbos and the sukkah is chosom hu demevatil, because in the case of the window, he's putting it into the window. In the case of the window, the shutter, even though it's not going to be left there permanently, but he's blocking up the window, it's becoming an actual part, it's annexed to the building. It's much more similar to boiner, and boiner is an issue on Shabbos. However, in the case of the sheet, he's just leaving it there for a few minutes while the sun is beating down on them and it's very hot. Then he's clearly not trying to be mevatel. He's not trying to annex the sheet to the sukkah. He's just temporarily putting the sheet there. Maybe in that case it would be mutter. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer himself didn't bring proof from his own statement regarding the window to this halacha of the schach. And that's for the same reason Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Loi also didn't learn from the halacha of pkak hachaloyin to the case of the sadin. And that's why he asked Rabbi Eliezer, can I put this sheet over the sukkah on Shabbos? Continues the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonon, Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer sheshovas begolilo elyon. There was an incident where Rabbi Eliezer was residing on Shabbos in the Upper Golil, v'sha'aluhu shloishim halochis b'ilchas sukkah. They asked him 30 halochas of in Ilchas sukkah. Shtei mesre omar lehem shomati. 12 of them, he says, yes, I've heard from my rebbes what the answer is. Shemayna osome omar lehem. On 18 of the questions, he said to them, lo shomati. I didn't hear my rebbes discussing this question. He said it was the other way around, that of the 30 halachas, Shmoinosor Omar Lehem Shomati, on 18 of them he said he'd heard from his Rebbe, Shteimosor Omar Lehem Loi Shomati, and on 12 he said, I didn't hear. Omruloi. So they said to Rebbe Eliezer, Kol Dvorecha Einun Ela Mepi HaShmua, why are you so particular? You did hear, you didn't hear. Everything that you know and everything that you rule is only things you heard from your Rebbe. Omar Lehem. Rabbi Eliezer responded to them and said, "His kaktuni loimar dovosh leishomati mipira boisai. Are you trying to force me to say a halacha that I didn't hear explicitly from my Rebbe? Well, there's something about me that you don't know. I want to tell you a little bit about myself and some of my customs, and then you'll understand. Miyomai in all my days, loikidmani odom bebeis hamedrash. I was always the first one in the beis hamedrash." V'lo yoshanti bebeis hamedrash, and I didn't sleep in the beis hamedrash. Lo yishenas keva, not a fixed and proper deep sleep. V'lo yishenas arai, not even a nap. I didn't even doze off there. V'lo yinachti odom bebeis hamedrash v'yotzosi, and when I left, there was nobody left in the beis hamedrash anymore. V'lo yisachti sichas chulin, and I never spoke any idle, unnecessary chatter. V'lo yomarti dovosh lo yishamati mipi rabbi ma'ilom. And I never said something, any ruling that I didn't hear explicitly from my Rebbes. And don't think that my Rebbe said things that I missed. No, because you can see, I was always in the Beis Medrash before everybody else, after everybody else. I didn't waste my time. I heard everything that there was to hear. And if a halacha that's asked to me, I heard from my Rebbes, I will say it over. If not, I will not say it over. Omro lov al Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was the Rebbe of Rabbi Eliezer, and this is where Rabbi Eliezer got this from. It was said about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that miyomov in all his days lo isoch sichas kulin, he didn't speak any idle chatter. V'lo holach, Rashi says sichas kulin is divrei havai or schoik, just inappropriate or idle talk. V'lo holach dalet amos b'lo Torah, he never went four amos without Torah. Ubloy tefillin, nor was four amos without wearing tefillin. V'lo kod me'odim b'beis hamedrash, there was nobody ever in the shul before him. V'lo yoshon b'beis hamedrash, lo yishinas keva, v'lo yishinas arai, he didn't sleep in the beis hamedrash. V'lo hirer b'mevois ha'tunofois, he didn't think thoughts, Torah thoughts, in alleyways that were dirty, that were inappropriate to think divrei Torah there. V'lo yiniach odim b'beis hamedrash v'yotzo. And when he left, there was never anybody left in the Beis HaMedrash. V'leimotze odom yeshiv v'doimim. Nobody ever found him just sitting there doing nothing. Elo yeshiv v'shoyna, he was sitting and learning Torah. V'leiposach odom deles l'talmidov elohu ba'atzmoy. He didn't allow other people to honor his students and open the door for them. He would open the door for them himself. And he would only say things that he heard explicitly from his rebbes, from his teachers. And he never said, he never said, that's it, it's time for everybody to close the Sforim and to go out of the Beis HaMedrash. There's no such thing. There's never a fixed time where we don't belong in the Beis HaMedrash. Besides for Erev Pesach, where one has to prepare for Pesach and make sure that the children are prepared. They have to do the Korban Pesach and the other halachas of Erev Pesach. We discussed this in Psachim Daf Kuvtes and on Erev Yom Kippur, where there's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. So then he would tell his Talmidim, these 2 days in a year are the times where we leave the Beis HaMedrash and we go home. Other than that, there's no official time that you're not in the Beis HaMedrash learning. And consequent to this practice of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as we saw, Rabbi Eliezer did the same. He never said anything he didn't hear from his Rebbe, and that's why he didn't want to answer to Yochanan ben Zakkai about whether one's allowed to put the sheet over the sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov or not. He didn't hear from his Rebbes, and that's why when he was asked the 30 halachos nilchas sukkah, he said, this I heard, this I didn't hear. He was very particular not to say any halachas he didn't hear explicitly from his rebbes. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Shmoinim talmidim hoyuloi lehilel azokin. Hillel the elder had 80 talmidim. Shloishim mehem ru'uyim shatish aleim shchina k'moshe Rabbeinu. On 30 of them, the greatest of the 80, they were fit that the shchina should be with them, like with Moshe Rabbeinu. Another 30 of them, ru'uyim shetamid lehem chamok Yeshua ben Nun. They were such big tzaddikim, they were fit that they could even make the sun stop. Like Yeshua ben Nun, he told the sun, doim, stop in your tracks. They were fit and worthy of doing that as well. Esrim beinoinim, there were 20 that were the more average ones. And the gadol shebekulam, the greatest of all the talmidim, was Yonasan ben Uzziel. Katan shebekulam, the smallest of the 80 Talmidim, relatively, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And we just heard about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he was of the smallest of the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken. And the greatest of the Talmidim was Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel. Omro lav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it was said about the smallest of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, Shelo hiniach mikra u'mishno, he didn't leave anything in mikra, which is psukim, learning Tanakh, and Mishnah is anything, all the Mishnayos, all the Brises in Shas. Gemara means all the understandings of the Tanoim. The previous Tanoim would say their teachings in short term and in using fewer words, and the later Tanoim would have to understand them and have to be medaic and work out exactly what they meant. That was called Gemara. Halachis, all the halachis l'Moshe Mesina is many of which we've learned. Gudasik, Gudachis, Lavud, Doifin Akuma, Shiurim, Chatzitzin, Mechitzin. These are all halachis that we're already familiar with. Esen, Etiyos, Arova, and Nisuch HaMayim we're still going to learn about. Va'agadis, all the agaditas. Digdukei Torah, every time when there's an extra letter, what's it coming to teach us? Every time there's a letter less, what's it coming to teach us? They were familiar with all that. V'diktukei Seifrim, and all the halachas midrabbonon, when the chachomim, they would understand the ways of the people and know when it was appropriate, when it was necessary to make an extra stringency, an extra halacha, an extra gezeira to keep people away from doing averus. They were familiar with, and this Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was familiar with all these diktukei Seifrim. Kalim v'chamurim, all the kal v'chomers, people can make kal v'chomers on their own. He was fully versed in kal v'chomers. Gzeiros Shavos, all those Gzeiros Shavos, he knew them. Tkufos, all the astronomical cycles, he was well versed in them. Gematrios, we know the numerical value and of different ways of arranging the letters of the Aleph base. Sichas Malachi Ashoros, the talk of the Malachim, v'sichas Shedim, v'sichas Dekolim, Rashi says he doesn't know what that means. Mishlois Kovsim, they were accustomed to saying analogies, Misholim, but instead of saying their rebuke direct, they would say some story about some launderer, or about the Mishlois Shualim, or they would speak about the foxes. Dover Godel, v'dover Cotton, this smallest of the 80 Talmidim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, was well versed in the big things and the small things. What are they, says the Gemara? Dava Godel is Maisa Merkava, Dava Kotn is Avayas Dabai Varova. All those questions that we have in Shas from Abai Varova, they were all already well versed by the Tanoim. They just got forgotten later on, and Abai Varova later in the Amiroim times, they would ask the questions. But in the times of the Tanoim, they were well versed in them. L'kayim ma'shenemar, and on Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai it was said this posuk, l'hanchil oyhava yesh, that to his friends, so to speak, to those that Hashem loves, he inherits everything, and he fills all their storehouses. So Hashem helped Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai fill all his storehouses of knowledge. He knew everything. Says the Gemara, v'chime'achar shekotn shebekulon kach, if this was the level of the smallest of the 80 Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken, Godel shebekulon alachas v'kama v'kama, you can imagine the greatest of the Talmidim, Yonasan ben Uzziel, how much he must have known. Omro lov al Yonasan ben Uzziel, it was said on about Yonasan ben Uzziel, b'shor she Yosef o'isik b'Torah, when he was sitting and learning Torah, kol oif shepireach olov, when a bird came close by to him, the malochim who were there listening to his Torah, the fiery malochim, miyad nisraf, those fiery angels that were sitting there, listening to the Torah, and it wasn't stum divrei Torah, it was Torah that was said with tremendous simcha, as in Sinai, where the Torah was given with fire, with tremendous simcha, so too it was learnt with tremendous simcha. And those fiery malachim would burn up any bird that was flying nearby. Nisraf would get burnt. And the Ritva brings from the Yerushalmi that this is if the Talmidim of Hillel HaZaken could do this, you can imagine what Hillel HaZaken himself, the Rebbe, the Yerushalmi says that the Rebbe Hillel HaZaken, the birds would not only be burned when they were close by, four amas close by, even if they were further away, there would be an even stronger fire and would burn those birds as well. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.